Welcome back to Sunday Central. We are live from Oaklands Junctions and the sale has started. And what many say might just be the sales topper is Lot 107, and he's about to go through the sales ring in maybe the next 5 minutes or so. Craig Judd from Benstard joins us here. Benstard is the biggest farm represented at the Nutrien sales, with 49 yearlings going through the sales ring over the yesterday and today. And Craig, you're a little bit nervous now because the time has nearly arrived.
Yeah, a little bit edgy at this stage. He's a beautiful colt. He's got had an enormous amount of interest, but who knows how this is going to play out.
The story how you got the mare, our Golden Goddess, because she was a sensational mare on the track for the All-Stars, winning close to, what, $500,000 in multiple group ones.
Yeah, we seen her at the yearling sales way back when. We were obviously, pockets weren't quite deep enough at the time. So I approached Merv Butterworth later on when she was racing and asked whether we'd be able to purchase a mare back once she retires. He gave us our word that that would be the case. He had a significant offer when she first retired from racing, and he just said, if you match that offer, the horse is yours as promised. So we bought her with Peter O'Shea, the Bling It On fame, and a friend of mine, John McGeegan from Crookwell, and ourselves bought the mare together.
And it doesn't really matter, does it? Well, it does on the page, but you want to see an athlete walking around the sales ring today, but he is that, isn't he? He lives up to his page.
Yeah, he's I think, faultless. He's got charisma, he's got style, he's athletic, and he's highly intelligent also. So, yeah, look, to imagine that that is the product that you would get when you breed the mare, you breed it the betters, the light, the best, and you hope to get the best, and that's what we got.
The process, there's a lot of hard work in the build-up to this moment. It's only a couple of minutes into that sale ring, but back on your farm in Victoria and also in New South Wales, a lot of people working for you to make sure that you get the best results for your farm. And it was a slow start to the sale yesterday, but it built some strong momentum late. And boy, we'll know a lot in the first part because there's some beauties on offer in the early part of day two.
Yeah, look, I think it was a predictably slow start, new sale and everything. Everyone's sitting back a little bit, and then it probably dragged on a little longer than I thought or than I anticipated. But the sale was fantastic in the end. I think they ended up with about a 28 average, 74% clearance rate, which I think will improve significantly today.
What are you looking for now, just before he goes into the ring? He's just walking around the back of the parade here at Oaklands Junction. So at Oaklands Junction, you've got the auditorium right next to the parade ring before they go into the sales ring. And he looks nice and relaxed, like he's a pro and done all this before.
Yeah, and look, we just want him to present well. And he's just showing his intelligence here. He's got other colts and a filly in front of him here, and he's taking no notice at all. So they have to be adaptable, they have to be intelligent to race, and he is that.
What about the reserve price now? There's some vendors here that have announced their reserve price and put it on social media, and there's some that like to keep it private before their horse goes into the ring. I don't think you will need to the reserve price shouldn't be a problem here, you would imagine.
No, I don't think so. We have reserve price. If anyone asks, we give them to them. We haven't put them out on socials, but everyone's aware of the reserve price. I haven't even had anyone ask me what his reserve is. So, we anticipate he'll make over 100,000.
How do you think the bidding will start? We're about to go inside the ring and follow this colt. He's not far away, I think. This is 105 and 106 being withdrawn, so he's coming up next. So we can even start to walk in here, Craig. We're with Craig Judd. This is Sunday Central live from Oaklands Junction for day two of the Nutrien Standard Bred sale. Lot 107 is, of course, presented by Craig Judd's Benstard Farm. And this is the son of Better's Delight out of the wonderful mare, our Golden Goddess. This is our Golden Goddess's first race foal. Many say that she might just be the sale topper. So we're about to head in behind Lot 106, one for Shannon Nixon, and then Lot 107. But it starts to get real now.
Yeah, I don't often get butterflies, but I've got a few right now. So hopefully the right guys are on it and they come out aggressive.
Do you have any indication, James Rattray, Inter Dominion, Miracle Mile, winning Train the Driver? He probably will be on it. But do you have any indication who might be on it?
No, people tend to play their cards pretty close to their chest, but Shannon Price liked it. You know, I know Clayton and Emma liked it, so I believe Mark Purden likes it. So, look, who knows?
Jean Feast?
Well,
I heard a rumour that she, Jean Feast, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, she is one of the major players in harness racing that's owned many a superstar. They tell me she might have liked it as well, Jenny.
I hope so. I really do. I hope Emilio Rosati likes it too. But, look, no one's knocked the horse. Everyone who's seen has liked him. So you never know who's out there and you know how it plays out. It's in the lap of the gods.
So he's still walking around now. Yeah, so he'll come and stand just before you get into the auditorium in the sales ring. Is that right? And he's got to be nice and patient. So lot 106 is into the ring now and probably takes in harness racing 2 or 3 minutes, is it?
Yeah, roughly that. Yeah, roughly three to five minutes, I would think. These guys have done a great job. They've really worked hard for people. The sale was slow yesterday, but they didn't give up on it. They kept, you know, seeking the bids and worked really, really hard. So, yeah, I'd imagine 3 to 5 minutes.
Geez, he's standing well now. He's a lovely-looking colt. He's got his ears pricked. I think he knows he's pretty good, and everybody's basically arrived here at Oakland's Junction to see him, Juddy.
Oh, look, there's plenty of other nice horses, but, yeah, I think he thinks the world's looking at him anyway.
Dave Moran's just walked around. He's having a close look at him. Dave Moran, of course, he's the trainer of Lachlan Varard. He's got a couple of big-time owners now with him after the success that he's had in the sport.
Yeah, well, Dave's looked at him. Most of these guys have been over him over the last 2 or 3 days, and they're just having their final sort of inspections.
I wonder what Dave would be looking right now. Obviously, he's not far away. Dave Moran joins us. Dave, lot 107's about to go in, mate. You know a good horse. You must like this colt. Is this the last look before you might start bidding on him?
Oh, we hope so, mate. Yeah, he's a pretty nice colt. Ben Studd always do a very good job preparing them. So, there's really no fault with him.
You purchased a couple yesterday, but this looks like it's a really good draft day too.
I think so, yeah. Today seems like the pick of them, really. Yesterday was not a bad day. There was some handy loss that went through, but today seems like a bit more upgrade.
All right, good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate.
We'll go to Healesville, then we'll come back and take you live into the ring here for lot 107 here at the Oakland's sales, the Standard Bread sales. Here's James Vandermeer. So Craig's for Smiling Winds there at Healesville. We are live at Oakland's Junction. Lot 107's in the sales ring here at the Nutrient Standard Bread sales. And so far, so good. You told Day and the auctioneer the reserve?
Yeah, I told him that we put $100,000 on the colt.
Yep. Good start.
Yes.
Do you know who's on him yet?
Hasn't started off yet.
Do you know who's on him yet?
No, I can't see, no.
We might take this up to date and take in a bit of the auction here.
90,000
There's 100. The reserves, that are a relief?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, hopefully there's still a bit more left in him, but if that's all it is, that's all it is. We'll let the horse go.
He's here to sell now. This is the Bidder's Delight out of our Golden Goddess, and they are continuing to bid. Let's continue this auction here of this Star Standard Bread Colt.
180,000 I'll give you a second, sir. 180,000 the right, gonna sell. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 180,000 on the right with Terry Ryan. Here we go at 180,000, gonna sell. Hurry. 180,000,
he goes. 180,000, congratulations, yeah. Juddy, how about that?
Yeah, fantastic, mate, that was a great result.
That exceeded your expectations as we get out of the ring as well, and another colt goes in, but away he goes, lot 107, 180,000, the clear sale topper so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you can't be disappointed with that, can you? Look, we anticipated he'd make about 100 to 150,000. We hoped that we would make between 150 and 200,000. So we landed right in the middle there. So it's fantastic.
Do we know who purchased this colt?
No, I don't, mate. No, I was trying to work it out. I see it looked like Jimmy Rattray. Gene Feast has bought it.
Okay. We might go and have a chat to Jean Feast because that's a wonderful compliment for that colt that she's purchased this horse, because she's found horses like Self Assured and also Vincent that's playing a major part as a sire at these sales.
Yeah, great eye. Obviously, Jean is a fantastic horsewoman herself, has great horse knowledge, but she's got Mark Burton in her camp, doesn't she? So Mark, I would imagine, has picked the horse out for her.
It does get a little bit emotional, doesn't it, if you do something like that?
Yeah, my daughter over here is a bit teary-eyed, so that's fantastic.
Your daughter's name?
Iris,
we'll have a chat to you. Iris, we'll have a chat to you as well. What about that?
Oh, it was unreal. Yeah, it was an amazing feeling getting up there. I was a bit nervous going up, but, getting up there and hearing everyone just going nuts was pretty cool.
And obviously your father and your sisters here, you put in a lot of hard work for results like this. Like, we've been to a gallop sale, they're selling horses for $1 million, but $180,000 for a standard bred horse is... it's like $1 million, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. You see all the hard work and the love that Dad and Gran and Pop and Trace and Mark all put into it, and it means the world to see them achieve and success like that. It's great, yeah.
And you get to follow this colt's career now. He probably heads to a wonderful home, guys. He'll go to the All-Stars, won't he? Gene's a big supporter of the All-Stars, so he'll get every opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He's in great, great hands, yeah.
And you've got a few more to sell now. You got to. It's like... having success, kicking 5 goals in that first quarter, and now you've got to go back and get ready because you've got to sell how many more, Craig?
I've got another 33 to go through the ring today. So, look, we've got some absolutely lovely horses. Vendors have met the market with their reserves, so I think that, you know, most of them will sell. And if they meet their reserves, as I say, I think the reserves are very reasonable, very fair. We will walk away and say we've had a pretty good day.
Well, congratulations, guys. It is emotional. I love the harness racing. I know how much work you guys put in behind the scenes, and to get a result like that is what it's all about. So congratulations, and hopefully you have a pretty handy day today and you get all the success that you deserve. Well done.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate your support as well.
There we go. Well done, Iris. Thank you. There's the Judd family, and they give each other a little bit of a hug now, and they are over the moon. $180,000 for Lot 107, the son of Better's Delight out of that wonderful mare, Our Golden Goddess. And, terrific result. The sale needed that to kick off proceedings, and they get a good result there. With Lot 107. We might take a quick break. You're with Gareth Hall. We are live from Oaklands Junction on day two of the standard bred sales, and we'll come back with plenty more in just a moment.